And my, oh my, do we have something special for you. It's 12:30 on this Friday. You talk about quality music, and certain names come immediately to mind, don't they? Quality music makers. That's a special list, an elite club. And that list, that club, for sure includes the name Johnny Mann and Johnny Mann Singers. You know the name. You know his work. Quality, very high quality, like this. Well, the man himself, yes, Johnny Mann, is with us this Friday live from his home in South Carolina. And this happens to be a very special day for him. Happy birthday, Johnny Mann.
Thank you very much, Stan. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you, John. May I ask, are you out of your 30s yet?
I'm sort of the high 30s.
High 30s.
Stan.
Okay.
But high 30s, ending in 85.
Ending in 85. Well, but if you do the math, that's only about 50 years beyond 35. So that's right in the ballpark, John. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, sir. Oh. I never dreamed I'd live this long.
Well, you got to keep on going, sir, and that is in order. We are delighted to have a chance to talk with you. You have given us so much enjoyment over the years. Words fail in trying to thank you for all you and your singers have done for us, but it would take, I think, two men and a small boy to carry your entertainment resume around. It is just packed with superlatives. 42 albums you've arranged and conducted. You are a composer, arranger, entertainer, recording star. And you've worked with, well, you are one of the big names, but you've worked with other big names, too, like the likes of, what, Sinatra and Johnny Mathis and oh, my goodness, on and on and on. What a life you've had.
Well, you sure are making me feel good today, Stan, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's payback, John. You've made us feel good over the years. I really do mean that. You and I talked last night, and I told you that as a boy, I was buying up your LPs because the Johnny Mann singers not only back other singers, you are singers. You've had your own albums out there over the years, big-selling albums.
Yeah.
And you know those folk song albums you put out? Tom Shue, our producer here, we've been trying to find a copy of Thieving Stranger.
You have no idea, John. He's been losing his mind over that song.
I want to hear that song again, John. If somehow, some way, you can get that to us sometime on a CD.
Well, is it on volume 2 or volume 3?
Volume 2. Know? It's volume 2, I think.
It's on 2?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, I'll dig it up if I possibly can.
Right. Thank you. We appreciate that. But all you've done over the years, you know, that song we opened with here, Up, Up and Away, that was a Grammy Award winner for you and the singers, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Fortunately, Fifth Dimension made the original hit here
right.
in the United States. And as always was going, our producer, Snuff Garrett, said, John, cover that.
Aha.
You know how when you get a big hit going, you cover it by doing one of your own.
That's right.
And they told me to do it, and I did it with the Johnny Mann Singers.
Absolutely, and you did it to great effect, obviously, with a Grammy Award. You mentioned Snuff Garrett. Our good buddy Bobby V worked with him back in the early 1960s. Snuff
That's
helped
right.
him out, get some of his early. And speaking of Bobby V in the early 60s, we've had Bobby on the show. As you know, he's a good friend of mine. And Bob mentioned you. One day, he and Johnny Burnett, another fine top 40 singer back in the early 60s, they shared a recording date at Liberty Records in Los Angeles, and you and your singers backed both of them, obviously at separate recording sessions. And it
That's
was,
right.
You're right. And do you remember the song that Bobby recorded that day?
I don't remember it verbatim because we did so many.
I know you did. The big one, though.
So many different songs, both of those guys.
Yeah, I know you did. The big one that came out of that particular session was called Devil or is called Devil or Angel. Does that ring a bell?
Nope.
It does not?
Too long ago.
Too long ago. Okay. You know what, John? It may ring a bell if we play a bit of it for you here right now. Can we do that?
Hey, that would help.
Here's Bobby V, 1960. Johnny Mann and the Singers behind Bobby V, Devil or Angel.
Devil or angel, I can't make up my mind. Which one you are, I'd like to wake up and find. Devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I miss you, I miss you. I miss you.
All right, Johnny, does that shake the memory a little bit?
That rings a bell, Stan.
I thought it would.
Yeah.
You know,
it's funny, the things that started before the Johnny Mann Singers were a recruiting group, we were doing all the backgrounds for every artist at Liberty and various other labels even. They weren't called the Johnny Mann Singers until I had a contract with them, but we did those background studio calls all the time.
Right. And Bobby V just raved about the Singers. He said, I felt 20 feet high when I walked in the studio knowing that Johnny Mann and the Singers were going to be there backing me up. And it really paid off. Obviously, he did a great job, but having your voices behind him. Who is that deep voice guy there? Is that Thurl Ravenscroft by any chance?
Yes, sir. I hope you know about him. I know you do, Stan.
Tell us a bit about him, would you, Johnny?
Thurl Ravenscroft, that's a different name, Thurl Ravenscroft, is the greatest, in my knowledgeable opinion, the greatest choral bass singer in the history of the world. He did everything in the world for Disney and the things in his quartet. He sang bass for all of the big shows and motion pictures around, and everything in Hollywood. And what so many people do, have everybody in your audience, Stan,
yes,
has heard him.
Sure.
But you heard him as great. And it was because he was the voice of Tony the Tiger for Kellogg's
yes,
for 53 years.
Right. And just
53 years.
Isn't that amazing? Just
you know what they did, Stan? When he was getting older and couldn't go in the studio, they'd send a limo for him. And pick up Thurl, take him to the studio, record him, and bring him back.
Bring him back. We had him on the air here just yesterday. We played This Old House, you know, that old Rosie Clooney song.
He was
in that. I think we did it by some other artist yesterday, but Thurl definitely was in on that. And the voice, his voice is deeper than the Titanic, isn't it, Johnny? Unbelievable.
It is deeper. That's good. I've never heard that.
Well,
one.
If you're lucky, you won't hear
deeper
it again. But anyway, it's amazing. Now you covered you were background singers for a lot of the early top 40 artists. We mentioned Johnny Burnett, and also we know that Eddie Cochran was also one of those teen stars. Do you remember? I know it's a long time ago, Johnny, and you've been around. You've done so many recording sessions over your career. I'm just wondering if Eddie Cochran's Sitting in the Balcony might have been because he had some vocalists behind him on that one. It was a big hit for him.
What label was it on?
And he recorded for Liberty.
Well, if it was Liberty, it was us.
Okay, I thought so.
We, I should say.
Okay. We, yes, okay.
We backed him up.
Okay, you did indeed. Johnny, when it comes to picking singers, when I think of Johnny Mann singers, I often think of the male tenor voices in your assembly. And I imagine that auditioning for your group had to be a very arduous thing. You had to be very particular about the voices and the blend that you were after, right?
Well, you're absolutely right, Stan, but it wasn't like, because we didn't audition. I didn't audition anybody.
Okay.
I came in, and my first job in Hollywood when I first got here in 54, mm-hmm. I should say, mm-hmm. my first session was to sing on a background group with Frank Sinatra.
Uh-huh.
Frank was a star, of course, and I was just another studio singer. But that way I got to know the professional background singers, and those were the people from whom we chose
mm-hmm.
our background best people, because they all have to sight read every note, let alone sing wonderfully and variotously, and they were just terrific. And Pappy was when we called them, but they were—they were my singers, your singers, mm-hmm. Stan, anybody okay. else's singers.
But you could tell they were Johnny Mann singers because they have a distinctive sound about them, John.
They sang my stuff the way I wrote it.
I know that, and we talked about high quality, and that's what it is. We should also note, and we're talking with Johnny Mann, yes, the Johnny Mann of Johnny Mann and the Singers on his 85th birthday today. And John, along with being musical director of the original Elvin in the Chipmunks TV series, you sang, what, the voice of Theodore, is that right?
Yes.
Do it for us.
I did. Yeah, you know, all the people always come and ask how we did. The young kids come up and say, yep. Will you sing like Theodore?
Uh-huh.
And, of course, you can't do that unless you use the equipment.
Right, I know. I know.
You know how that works, Stan.
Yeah, there's a little leisure domain, a little recording studio trickery we have to use. Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Well, Johnny, this is just so much fun. We're going to take a quick break here. I think we'll come back. If you could hold on the line, we've got more of your songs to play and more to chat about with you. Is that okay?
You bet your boots. Oh. I'll be here, Stan.
I got my boots on, and we'll be right back with Johnny Mann. Stay tuned.
You always save at Big Top Liquors, and with Tuesday Dash Specials, you save even more. Visit BigTopLiquors.com and sign up for their Tuesday Dash Specials. Every Tuesday, you'll receive an email with amazing limited-time offers. Save 20%, 30%, even 40% on selected items. Prices are valid from 4 to 7 p.m. that evening. Big Top Liquors has 6 convenient locations, including St. Paul, Eagan, Moundsview, Minnetonka, and Sid's in Bloomington and Plymouth. Visit BigTopLiquors.com and make a dash for their Tuesday Dash Specials. Are you happy with your current Medicare health plan? Or have your premiums increased and your benefits decreased over the past year? Or maybe you're losing your current coverage and need a replacement plan? Robert Hall can help you select a plan that fits your needs and your budget. As an authorized Medica agent, Robert Hall has detailed, easy-to-understand information to share with you about Medica's many plan options. Plans with important features like a large provider network, low to no copays, a history of stable and competitively priced premiums, and Part D prescription drug coverage.
Call me today at 651-238-5564 to discuss your options or arrange a no obligation meeting. That's at 651-238-5564.
Medica is a registered service mark of Medica Health Plans. Medica refers to the family of health plan businesses that includes Medica Health Plans, Medica Health Plans of Wisconsin, Medica Insurance Company, Medica Self-Insured, and Medica Health Management LLC. You can call Medica customer service at 800-906-5432 between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 days a week.
It's your chance to pick the music.
All right, darling. Now what's the plan?
Call 651-275-1220 or toll-free 1-877-646-1220. The all-request and dedication lunch with Stan Turner. Only on Club 1220, KLBB.
That's all I listen to.
Where your music and memories live.
Do you hear that guy? That's all he listens to. He's my favorite guy. A lot of people are saying that, too. We're so happy to have you on board. We have a very, very special day for you program here right now. Kind of breaking format just a bit. We will get to some of your requests a little bit later, but our request is to keep on talking as long as we can here for a little while with Johnny Mann. Yes, Johnny Mann of Johnny Mann and the Singers. You know his stellar career. It spans decades of 42 albums he's arranged and conducted for his Johnny Mann Singers. 5 Grammy Award nominations, 2 Grammy Awards. Johnny Mann, a composer, arranger, conductor, entertainer, recording star, and nice guy. And birthday boy. Again, happy birthday, Johnny Mann.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you, Stan. All that stuff you're telling me about is in my book that people have been bugging me to write for 20 years.
Tell us about that, please.
Well, for the last 20, 25 years, people were friends. You occasionally, we all say something funny, and somebody says, hey, you ought to write a book. Well, I wouldn't want to do it, but my wife, God bless her, Betty,
yep.
And a couple other people have been really saying, Johnny, you got to write a book. So I did. I wrote a book, and it's called The Music Man, spelled M-A-N-N,
well,
Music
of course.
Man.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
My life is...
How those women can get you to do things like that.
Okay. Yep. The Music Man. Yep.
The Music Man. Mm-hmm. If anybody should want it or find out about it, the best thing to do, Stan, would be to just call my website.
Okay.
And it's simple. It's johnnymansingers.com.
JohnnyManSingers.com. I am going to be doing that.
And ask for The Music Man by John Mann. And it's got, I've got all that good stuff in there about what happened in recording and the people and the records and the pictures and us at Disney and us all over the country. And it's going quite well. It's been very well accepted. And the best, easiest way is just JohnnyManSingers.com.
Okay, and I'm eager to read it, and I will be shortly. I'm just sorry I didn't have a chance to get a copy before we chatted today.
That's okay. Make sure you have it.
Well, thank you so much, Johnny. Johnny, so much music we could play. Why don't we just hear something of yours again, Johnny Mann Singers? This is a song that is often, of course, identified with Frank and Nancy Sinatra. Something Stupid, but Johnny Mann Singers did a nice turn on this one not so long ago, not a couple decades back. Let's hear a listen.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seems so right.
I practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come through. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
I love you.
Love you.
I 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 love you. Then afterwards we drop in a quiet place and have a drink. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
The classic Johnny Mann Singers sound right there. Something stupid.
Boy, you're making me feel awful good, Stan.
Well, you know what? I'm by trade a reporter, a journalist, and so I deal in nothing but the truth, Johnny Mann. So when I say it, it's got to be so. And I do mean
bless
these things. I mean this about you sincerely. Isn't that a lovely sound? Those voices are so beautifully blended, so crisp, so lovely. It's just a joy to hear that.
I do have a quick question, if you don't mind, John. Is it tough to get permission to do songs like this? Like this was covered by Sinatra, Nancy? I mean, do you have...
No. All you do is get the sheet music and sing it. It's not like you're infringing on a copyright because the person who wrote that song and the publisher of that song gets a royalty on it when we sing it and when they hear it on ASCAP.
Mm-hmm. Ah, so yeah. So as long as I get a little something from ASCAP.
Songs. I'm sorry,
me too. Go right ahead, Johnny.
Johnny, I'm always curious about the recording session itself. Take after take, how many takes? I know there's no such thing as an average number of takes on a given song during a recording session, but sometimes it must be a lot. I know Elvis did 31 or 32 takes to get Jailhouse Rock right. What's it like in there?
Well, it's fantastic in there because of people. When I rave about the singers, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the professional studio singers in Hollywood at the time that we call and they book you. You say, well, I need four girls and six guys.
Yeah.
And you call them and they're all they're your people too, Stan. Anybody who wants to hire them,
okay.
They're all union people. They come in on the session, and of course, because they're the best in the world.
Ah, that's it.
They come in, and we'll have a 3-hour session and do 4 or 5 or 6 pieces of music,
mm-hmm.
depending on the size and stature of the music.
Right.
But they sight read that music, Stan, like you and I read our newspaper.
They read it cold. They sing it cold, do they, John?
Oh, yeah. They don't do any rehearsal.
That's amazing.
Where the session starts, session starts 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
They're there at 1:01 because the clock starts. Boom.
Ah.
And we do the sessions. We did that. And that was the way it was with every artist that did that.
That's amazing.
When Frank's there, mm-hmm. people talk about Frank and all. In his studio, he was fantastically a nice guy.
Yes.
With the singers and the orchestra and the engineers.
Yep.
And we just sang behind him when he did his albums.
Who decided, who had the job of saying, Frank, can we do that one more time? Or did Frank Sinatra decide when a particular take was... Go ahead.
He listened to it when he thought he got it. He listened to it.
Yep.
And then, of course, told them, yes, that's good.
That's the one.
But Nelson Riddle, of course, did all his writing.
Yes.
Another champion. But
yes.
It didn't take long. Frank sang just several times mm-hmm. on a thing. We did his Christmas album, too.
You did?
I mean, I sang on his Christmas album, too.
Frank Sinatra.
And he did. Yes, Frank Sinatra.
Okay.
And he just goes in and does it, and the people are so good. There's nothing behind him he has to worry about.
Yes.
So as long as he's singing and happy, that's all he cares about.
That's amazing. I love the inside baseball on the recording industry. This is just great, Johnny. Johnny Mann is with us. Yes, the Johnny Mann. Johnny, as we mentioned, you backed some of the early rock and roll stars, one of whom was Johnny Burnett, sadly a man who did not live very long. He passed away in a terrible boating accident, I think probably in his late 20s. But you backed him, your singers backed him, in one of the songs that really became a signature song of Johnny Burnett. Let's give a listen to it right now. This is Johnny Burnett and Dreamin' with Johnny Mann Singers behind him.
Dreamin', I'm always dreamin', dreamin'. Love will be mine. Searching, I'm always searching. Hoping someday I'll find someone to love me, someone who needs me. But until then, well, I'll keep on dreaming, keep right on dreaming, dreaming till my dreaming comes true. Dreaming, I'm always dreaming. Dreaming, love will be mine. Searching, I'm always searching. Hoping someday I'll find someone to love me, or someone who needs me. But until then, well, I'll keep on dreaming, keep right on dreaming, dreaming till my dreaming comes true. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
That's the sound of 1960, Johnny Burnett out front, but behind him a very critical element in that recording, Johnny Man Singers there, back on a summer day in Los Angeles at Liberty Records at their studios in Los Angeles. And Johnny Man, you know, we were just talking to Tom here, if you remove the background singers, that song, as good as Burnett was, would sound empty, would sound hollow. The backup voices add so much, don't they?
Yes, they do, because it's not like just listening to an orchestral background.
Right.
When you listen to an orchestral background, that's wonderful. But when you add choral voices singing to it, it becomes more personal.
It really does. And there are strings in it. Those, the architecture of those arrangements of the early rock singers, really, really lovely. In some cases, complicated. We heard strings in there. We heard almost like a symphonic orchestra behind, as well as your beautiful voices there. And put it all together, and you have just really a lovely musical time capsule of the early 1960s, synonymous, I think, with quality. Those songs stand up very well today, I think.
But do you remember Walter Brennan's big hit?
Yes, he had
Old
a couple.
Rivers.
I sure do. I do indeed.
Well, we did that.
You
of
did?
Of course.
Okay.
And I was a member of the same golf club as was Brennan.
Who
was a cute, he was a cute guy. You want me to tell you?
Who shot the better golf game, John? You or him?
I'd have to tell the truth and say him.
Walter was pretty good with the irons, huh? Okay.
Yeah, well, what he wanted to be, but he was getting old when I knew him, you know, way back.
Right.
But we did all those things with him and Johnny Mathis and the other background people. Wow.
You are a national treasure, you are, Johnny Man. You mentioned Nelson Riddle, one of the finest arrangers in the business. We use Nelson's arrangement of Route 66 as our theme song on this show every noon, Monday through Friday. We love it. We get
wonderful.
A lot of comment on that. Isn't that great?
Yes.
And also, I want to ask you about another fine group. I don't know what you think of her, but Anita Kerr, her singers over the year, provided backdrop for many singers too, didn't she?
Yes, she did. And she was a very sweet lady. Uh-huh. And I guess I hope she's still alive.
I think she is.
I don't know, but
she is.
Her three guys behind her were three of my pro singers.
Oh, really? Isn't that great to know?
It was Anita and three other people from that sang with me also. Meaning, they weren't mine, they were yours, they were Anita's, they were everybody's.
Wonderful. And one last thing here, we're running out of time, John, so we'll let you go in a minute. But first, you're still in the business of recording radio jingles, the on-air songs we hear. Now, for radio stations, I know you've done them for KFWB Los Angeles years ago. Our call letters, KLBB, and our spot on the AM dial, 1220. Boy, that would lend themselves to some great Johnny Man jingles, I think, wouldn't they? What do you think, John?
Well, we've sure done about almost 2,000 of them in five countries.
Wow.
I've
heard some of them.
In different countries around the world.
Yeah, they are the best in the business because you are. Johnny Man, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to get your book. The title of your book, again, is your autobiography?
Is The Music Man, MANN.
Okay, great.
My Life in Song.
And it's a great book, a great read about...
Easy way to do it is JohnnyManSingers.com.
We'll do that. We'll do that, John. I hope you have a wonderful birthday. How are you going to spend your birthday today now that you've done your radio?
We already I had four appointments, doctors and lunch and everything this morning already.
All right, it's all out of the way.
Tonight we're going to eat steamed hard crabs.
Really? What is that again, John? You're eating what tonight?
We're eating steamed hard crabs.
Oh, boy, we'll be right over. I think I can catch a Greyhound bus and get out there. Johnny, happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you, Stan.
Thank you so much. We'll be reading your book, and I want to find Thieving Stranger to put that on the radio, okay? Thank you, John. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
And you too. Bye-bye. We'll be back with hour number two of the All Request and Dedication Lunch Hour. Thanks to Johnny Mann. We'll catch you right after the news.